Hi there. Welcome to lesson 10 for 10 weeks of transformation. I really truly hope that you enjoyed these 10 weeks, and I hope that from my own experiences and struggles and ups and downs and triumphs and successes, that as I've shared my stories with you over the last 10 weeks, that you've learned, that you've grown, that you've enjoyed them, and that you're able to take something away from this that'll help you in your own life. That's most important. The second thing is as I read, you know, my description for this lesson, which is peace, which I think there's four keys to life: love, peace, forgiveness, and balance. And I think that peace is the biggest and one of the most important things that we need to have in our lives. And as I read this description, first of all, just the word peace, I mean, makes you take like this big, deep breath. And I thought, I don't want any of you to think that I have every single part of my life. I mean, obviously, you know, it's not all figured out. And we're all still a work in progress as we're learning and as we're growing and as we're evolving. And I think that for myself, coming from a family that had so much abuse and that had so many struggles, I was living in the tapping of chaos. And part of this peacefulness that I speak of is that if you're not raised in peace, it's very hard to know how to live in peace. And when you're living in peace as someone who wasn't raised in it, it feels uncomfortable. It feels lonely. It can feel sad. It can feel boring. And it can feel nothing, if that makes sense. And so I remember going through points in different periods in my life when things would be peaceful. You know, there was no drama with friends or kids or, you know, humans in my life. And there was no animal drama. And there was no social media drama, and there was no work drama. Everything was just peaceful. And I remember feeling very uncomfortable and almost as if it's this eerie feeling and you're waiting for something bad to happen because you don't have anything to focus on. So, and this is going to sound crazy, I could have, you know, I don't know, 50, 100,000, 200,000. I could have copious amounts of money. I mean, obviously not millions. I'm definitely not a millionaire, but you know, I could have lots of money in the bank and in the savings account, and I could have every credit card paid off, and I could have everything. I could have food in the fridge. I could have every bill paid, but then I would hold on to one bill that I wouldn't pay. And I wouldn't pay that one bill. It's so ridiculous when I think about this now. And this is very like, I'm sharing a lot in this 10 weeks. And so I figure, what the hell, I might as well tell you this too. I remember that I hadn't paid a power bill or a gas bill or something. I don't know. It was electric bill or like a utility bill. And I had the office house and I had the main house. And there was money. There was money in the account. There was, credit cards were paid off. There was no reason for the power company to show up and disconnect the power. But I hadn't paid the bill. And I don't know, for a long time, I kept asking myself, why do you always insist on paying the late charge? Why do you always insist on there being something, some sort of debt, something that's not taken care of, something that's not paid? And obviously through a lot of healing and self-reflection and a lot of soul work, I realized that I did not know how to live in peace. And that if there wasn't that, and this wasn't a conscious thing, so I don't want you to think that not all people are conscious of what they're doing at the time. I certainly wasn't aware of it then. I'm aware of it now looking back. And I hope that if this is something that goes on, and it doesn't just have to be with money or with a bill. For you, it could be you're holding on to that one friend who's a complete bitch to you. And you know it. And you know it. And you know she's rude. And you know she hurts your feelings. And you know that she doesn't align with you spiritually or any other. And you know. But there's some reason why we keep that little piece of something in our lives. And we do it because oftentimes we just are not allowing ourselves to experience the full freedom and the full euphoric feeling of peace. And we tell ourselves we don't deserve that. We don't deserve comfort. We don't deserve healing. We don't deserve joy. We don't deserve relaxation. We must be working hard. We must be suffering. We must be enduring. We must be negotiating. We must be sidestepping because we're conditioned to believe it. And subconsciously, if you're believing, I need to stay in a job that is unfulfilling. I need to stay in a relationship with an asshole because this is as good as I'm going to get. I need to stay in this friendship because I feel bad and I'm the only one she's got. And what if I blah, 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 blah. I need to not pay that bill because I need to know that there's always something I'm supposed to be doing, something I need to take care of, someone I need to pay. It's such a condition and it robs us from our peace. And one of the biggest and most important things that we have to have in our lives is peace. We deserve peace. And if you ask people, if you have three wishes, oftentimes those people will say that one of those wishes would be for world peace. They would say, well, yeah, one of my wishes will be for world peace. But yet we don't have peace within ourselves. That's why we don't have world peace. You know that, right? The world around us is a reflection of us. You don't have peace in the world because most of us, not all of us, there's some that do, but most of us don't have peace in our own selves. We are holding on to drama. We are holding on to chaos. We're holding on to pain. And the only reason that I could figure out why I was doing it was because I didn't think I deserved it. And because I wanted to feel alive. Because feeling nothing and feeling quiet and feeling peaceful, I didn't know how to enjoy that feeling. I did not know how to not experience pain in my life in some form. And funny story, when you start to heal, you know, you pay all your bills and you get away from the bad job and you let go of the bad friend, oftentimes we will then create pain in our physical body. Pain in our own physical body. Because if we have pain in our body, then we have something to focus on and something that once again disturbs our inner peace. So how do you get there? How do you get to comfort? How do you get back to the center of ourselves? How do you bring a whole new peace and a level of comfort to your life once and for all? You create daily practices that continue to bring you back into balance. Because listen, people are still going to cut you off. You're still going to get mad. You're still going to tell people to fuck off. You're still going to say things that you shouldn't. You're probably still going to have some friends around you that aren't perfect because none of us are, but that they annoy you. You're still going to have all those things. So how do you bring yourself back into the balance of it all? You create daily healthy practices in your lives that bring you peace, and you carve out as much peace as you can. For me, peace means meditation every day. Peace means resetting my altar every new moon and full moon. Peace means surrounding myself with people who I will never doubt, never, that they love me and that they will not be against me. For me, peace means being surrounded by my animals and nature, Peace means being on a ranch and away from a city. Peace means clothing that feels comfortable and feels good to be in my body, and not dressing to impress other people or to worry about what my size or what my weight is. Peace means if I want to wear makeup today, I do, and if I don't, that's okay too. Peace means warm bubble baths and hot tubs and cool pools and the grass beneath my feet. Peace means the mountains, the rivers, good books, and wonderful oracle cards. Peace means fuzzy blankets. Peace means bare feet on the cold floor. Peace means cold hands from my daughter giving me a massage when I need it. Peace means music. Peace means records. Peace means love. And you'll have different answers. They may or may not be the same as mine. But I know what my peace is now. And I know now, if there's something that's not paid, it's not because I've got money in my bank account to pay it. It's because I either can't afford to pay it or I'm making payments or whatever it is. I have and seek peace in all ways because I deserve it. I deserve to have good friends. I deserve to have a good life. I deserve to have a wonderful business. I deserve to have wonderful people around me. And guess what? So do you. And if you're telling yourself consciously or subconsciously something different, that's when you need to start carving out time in your life to cultivate peace. Boundaries are created with peace. No, I can't do that. Yes, I can do that. Being kind, being gentle, being loving, and remember, you're a fucking human being, and not shaming yourself. You're only doing the best you can with the knowledge that you have at the time. And I hope throughout these 10 weeks, I have given you the knowledge to never shame yourself again, to forgive yourself for anything that you think that you did or didn't do, to forgive others around you, and to find love, peace, forgiveness, and balance. And to remember, I don't have it all figured out either. We're just going through this life one step, one lesson, one hurdle, one mountain, one victory and one failure, one step at a time. I'm sending you all my love, and I hope you feel that today. And I hope that you know I'm with you every step of the way.